when I listened to the music on the record, I thought of the term soundscape a lot. I just love the sort of field of sound that you create. I'm sure these are not musical terms, but it's a very visual thing. When I listen to it, it's just a soundscape. Talk a little bit about the sound of Air Glow and also some of the artists that kind of influenced the music that you make.
Sure. Even the word Air Glow, I was very surprised to find that word when I was just kind of looking for what I wanted to call this album, because I felt that kind of that same way, that it had a very visual type of sound to it. And when I came across this word Air Glow, it's actually this scientific term for radiation in the upper atmosphere that causes things to never actually be completely dark. But there's this glowingness to the air where we never experience true darkness unless we're in like some sort of cave. But if you're out, you're just in the night sky, you see this kind of glow to the air. And that's what Air Glow is. And so for me, Air Glow represents this. Though it may seem dark in your life, and I started writing Air Glow at a very dark time in my life, but there was something in me that was just still glowing, that was still alive, that was still burning with this light. And I think that was God's presence in my life helping carry me through dark. And so the sound of it is this very starry kind of sound. It's this dreamy kind of sound that is influenced a lot by the music of Coldplay or Owl City or U2.